Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. My name's Mitch Nellis. His name is Tommy Wirtz. Keep the talk and text line going, especially the text regarding our Giannis conversation and talking about the Bucks. 414-677-1250. And remember, if you are out and about, Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Ave in Oak Creek, it's the 19th annual toy drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Sparky's there every day from 2 to 5. From 4 to 6, the food truck's out there. They do an awesome job. Baked potato bar tonight.
Yeah,
sounds wonderful.
Awesome.
How about that on a cold day? Baked potato bar. That's like perfect. Tri-City National Bank, Steelwind Industries, and By the Yard are our sponsors and partners there. As always, Sparky's broadcasting from the Bear Sunroom. Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. Friend of show from Best Available on YouTube, he is Tyler Brook. Good day, Tyler. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. As a guy that lived in Chicago for 6 years and is a diehard Packers fan, this is one of my favorite times of the week. Opportunity for me to talk all kinds of crap to my old friends up there, because that chat has gotten feisty.
Yeah, I'm sure that's like really amplified.
Yeah,
because
tell us about it.
Like, this feels like maybe one of the most important Bears-Packers games in like a decade now here, Tyler.
I think it's good for the league as a whole, too. I love when this game is meaningful and has, like, implications, playoff implications, all of that. I'm still going to tell my Chicago friends I think their Bears team is semi-fraudulent, but, man, they've pulled out so many wins at this point that I'm starting to doubt even myself as far as, you know, that fraudulence, because, I mean, that Eagles game felt like a statement.
Well, that's the one, Tyler, right? Like, we all thought before that Eagles game that the Bears were fraudulent. I mean, their plus-minus was absolutely horrible. It still is pretty horrible for a 9-3 team. And so, you know, they're going to go to Philly. They're going to get taught a lesson. They're going to be the frauds. The Packers are going to sweep them. And the Bears will just be the Bears. And that was not what happened last Friday in Philly. So what did you glean from that game?
Ben Johnson's just a wizard. I think we all knew this from his time in Detroit, but I actually did a video on my channel just as some of the advanced scouting for my own purposes, but just dissecting that run game and the amount of eye candy they use and different run concepts and layering stuff on top of each other. They picked on N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond that whole game. Like, they felt out of position. You can tell they're second guessing themselves. That hesitancy is creating these rushing lanes. And, you know, that Philadelphia front is supposed to be one of the more talented ones in the league. And Ben Johnson just carving them up with all this eye candy and things like that. I mean, they rushed for nearly 300 yards.
Crazy.
I absolutely love their rookie running back out of Rutgers, Kyle Menungai. Swift is, you know,
I like his name. I hate him, but
Big Ten pride.
He's a Bear, so I hate him. But
yeah, go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say that run game blends itself so well together. It's a complementary part of their game that I think they've found their identity, which makes them a much scarier team. And I know all the conversations all season long have been about Caleb Williams, but like, this is a run first team that is effective with it. And they have a quarterback that can avoid sacks and negative plays. And that's enough to be an effective football team right now.
Yeah. And the run game that you're bringing up, you can see it when you watch Bears games. They are running the ball very effectively between Menungai and Swift, doing that 1-2 punch. And it's something that the Green Bay Packers, in losses, have struggled with, the run defense, right? They just lose Devontae Wyatt, probably for the rest of the season. And then in those games that they've lost, Rico Dowdle, massive game. Quinshon Judkins, big game. Even in the tie, you know, they saw Javonte Williams have one of his breakout performances that really elevated him this season. How concerned are you, Tyler, about the run game going up against Green Bay's run defense this week?
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned, and it's more so just the talent of that Chicago front. I think they're doing a great job. Darnell Wright was one of my favorite prospects in that draft. I actually really wanted him in Green Bay, and that right side of that line has been outstanding. I feel hopeful, though, and I think that's because it feels like the Packers' defense has sorted itself out against the run, even with LVN out, even with Wyatt out. Like, I feel good about Cooper and Quay Walker and even some rotations of McDuffie. No, I've got my concerns with McDuffie in coverage. But as a run-first linebacker, I think he is, you know, above starting caliber, like above average as a starter against the run. And I think one of the unheralded heroes of this defense this year has been Evan Williams. He is a phenomenal, and I did a video on Evan Williams after the Thanksgiving game. He is a phenomenal Pro Bowl caliber safety. In the box, the ability to now rotate him with McKinney, you can give a pre-snap look of it looking one way, and these two guys can, you know, trade assignments, and, you know, you'll get a totally different look post-snap. And that makes me feel a lot better about it, especially if Quay is back for this game. I know the defensive line is a concern. It's something I'm going to be keeping an eye on. But, you know, with how many different players at the second and third levels they have to help with the run, I think that'll help a lot, especially if the Packers offense can get going enough to force, you know, the Bears out of, you know, a run heavy game.
Follow Tyler Brook at Tyler D Brook. There's an E at the end of Brook. So you do
Brookie. Yep.
All right. So let's go back to that big picture though. And that, you know, can you believe that it is December 3rd? Okay, we are approaching, what, week 14?
It is week 14.
Week 14 of the NFL season, and the Chicago Bears are the one seed in the NFC. Like, what upside down? I know Stranger Things season 5 just came out, but what upside down universe are we living in right now?
I think it's more so just a testament to the league as a whole. I think I've loved this season on, like, a zoomed out view of just the league as a whole, because
it's been a little bit on crack, Tyler.
Yes, I love it. I think the only good team in the NFC or AFC right now is the Los Angeles Rams. I think everyone else is one of these teams like I'm genuinely worried about. There's some, like, you know, killer flaw that concerns me. And that just led to a bunch of randomness. But this is what I want in my football. I don't want predictable outcomes every week. I want a little craziness. This sounds, you know, a little morbid, but I kind of want the Bears to be good in the middle of the year so we can be like, what's going on with them? It also makes the fall a little bit juicier.
True.
I like it. The chaos of the league, if you're just a football fan in general, it makes it so much more exciting on a weekly basis.
Nice. I can appreciate that. Let's get to Jordan Love, because Jordan Love obviously having a very good season. You could say he's having a great season, but he's also been a guy who, like, from week to week, Packers fans love him. Packers fans don't love him. Packers fans don't, like, does he trust Matt LaFleur? Does Matt LaFleur trust him? Does he trust the wide receivers? I would say with Christian Watson back, I think Jordan Love has looked a little more comfortable, and that connection has been fantastic. What are you seeing from Jordan Love right now?
I think he's a top five quarterback in football, and, you know, maybe a little of that's homer, but I don't care. Like, I watch the tape on all of these games. I think he is one of the best intermediate passers in the league right now. And I think the reason people, like, this conversation has gotten so wild, out of control, like, the arguments are so intense. He doesn't play quarterback like a lot of players at the position anymore. A lot of these coaches want their quarterback to be like a point guard, right? That's just kind of like distributing it, dink and dunk, just get the ball out, high completion rates, you know, low average depth of target. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love is just a big game hunter. He's looking for chunk plays at all times. And, you know, he doesn't have a lot of the counting stats because the offense is so balanced, or even, in fact, too run heavy at times. But with all of that being said, He's a phenomenal deep ball passer. He can throw off his back foot, even though it will drive some coaches insane. He has this weird, silly, lengthy body. He can adjust his arm angle and throw off platform and deliver an accurate ball 10, 20, 30 yards downfield. It's such an explosive element to this game that I love the Packers offense in its like truest form when it's operating on all cylinders, because I think it can be so multiple when healthy. Like if the Packers have a healthy Jaden Reed and Matthew Golden in this game, you can do some of the dink and dunk passing stuff. You can throw the deep shots to Watson and Golden. You can run the hell out of the ball with Josh Wiley in line or as a move tight end. There's so many different ways this offense can function that they don't need to lean on this efficient quarterback in Jordan Love. I just think you can look at the traditional box score stats and make an argument against him, but when you watch the tape and the opportunities he's given, I just don't think there's anyone like him. Maybe it's like Justin Herbert is in that conversation.
Terrible name to bring up.
Sorry, my gosh. I think of big game hunter, big body that wants to chuck it downfield. He's what people want Justin Herbert to be.
I'm Justin Herbert's number one hater, Tyler. I've literally just said he's just Trevor Lawrence.
The best version of what people think Justin Herbert could be. That's probably okay. The better way to
okay. Okay. All right, I'll take that. Tyler Brook joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Tommy and Thunder here on a Wednesday and for Mason Crosby. Tyler, this Packers offense, like you said, at some times seems like it's a little too run heavy. However, the entire year, they've just been mixing and matching this offensive line into whatever they can put it together to be. And over the last week and a half, right, is Anthony Belton had come in, and it seems like they found a little bit of a rhythm.
Sean Ryan at center, Anthony Belton at right guard,
Sean Ryan at center, and no Jordan Morgan on the offensive line as a whole. And the run game has started to pick up a little bit, even though Josh Jacobs didn't get to the 100 yards. You saw that last game. He looked fresh, ready to go. Obviously, Emmanuel Wilson 2 weeks ago having a phenomenal day.
Yep.
The offensive line, are you feeling more confident about it right now with Anthony Belton in this position, or are you still concerned that the Packers are trying to figure it out on the fly?
No, I actually love what they're doing with the offensive line. And, you know, I think it's the most unique offensive line approach in the league is they constantly want to, you know, mix and match guys and have them cross-trained and play multiple positions. And yeah, sometimes early in the season when you don't have a good feel for your lineup, it's going to look really ugly. And like people like me, myself, like we're going to be really frustrated with how it looks. But once you find the five pieces that work together, it looks beautiful. I thought Elton, as much as I love him, and he's, you know, been really selfless and having to switch positions, horrible year from him.
Yes.
Been really disappointed.
Agreed.
Jordan Morgan's a tackle. Like, I don't think guards ever
agreed
have his position. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a long-term left tackle. Belton's entire evaluation for me out of NC State was, this is a guy that's going to be a mean, competitive guard, and he's just going to have to figure some stuff out. The pieces are now now cohesive, and we figure out what the vision is, and it looks good. Ryan's snaps, I can't evaluate a snap off a center as much as I feel comfortable evaluating O-line play, but he's been a huge upgrade at center as well. I think Banks is turning the corner. This offensive line looks cohesive and gets me really excited because you have those bodies. Sean Ryan, for all of his shortcomings, can absolutely move bodies in the run game. So you've got two big son of a guns at guard in Banks and Belton. Then you have Ryan at center. Like, this is the O-line to move bodies. And frankly, this week, as much as I've been frustrated with how much they run the ball, Bears front seven really struggles against the run. You have this offensive line now that's really cohesive. I really think you could have a big day on the ground on Sunday.
Nice. Tyler, I'm going to flip things over to the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And I think my biggest concern is Caleb running. Is Caleb Williams and his legs.
Yeah.
We know he's not accurate as a thrower, but he does come up with a big throw here and there. We know their running game is really good, and we talked about that a little bit, and we can talk about that some more. But I'm also worried about, you know, they get into a 3rd and 10, team's got all the momentum, crowd's going crazy, and then they fall asleep on Caleb Williams, and he scrambles for 12 or 18 or whatever it is. What do they need to do to make sure that doesn't happen?
I don't think anyone has the answer for that yet. Caleb's sack avoidance rate is like 2 percentage points higher than anyone else. I think it's like 5 point something, where second place is 3. Like, it's a massive gap. It is, I hate to say it on a Packers show, but it's one of the best traits of any quarterback in football right now. His ability to avoid sacks is legitimate.
Tyler, we don't hide from the truth here on the Mason Crosby Show.
Criticism doesn't make you less of a fan.
Right, right.
Yeah.
If you're saying you love him and he's your favorite quarterback, then we might have words. But if you're just telling the truth about him, like, that's what we need to know as fans headed into the game on Sunday.
I mean, he's Houdini out there. Like, he does some stuff. His pocket awareness and ability to escape is incredible. Mm. That being said, I don't know if there's a pass rusher in football, and that includes Myles Garrett, that is a better matchup for what Caleb does than Micah Parsons. This is a speed demon with unreal agility that can track down anyone. Yes. And that's what gets me really excited about this game. If they get force the Bears into these pass-heavy situations, the pass rush is going to get home, and I think Parsons is one of those guys that can actually finish on pressures, and you know it could be an ugly day for Caleb if that situation occurs.
I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that. All right, so it's Wednesday. It's hump day. Have you? Is it too early to make a prediction? Are you in the prediction business? What do you think is going to happen Sunday, 3:25, America's game of the week?
You got to give me the Packers. I mean, 5.5 points is a pretty telling spread after how, you know, the Bears handled business in Philadelphia. I think the Packers offense is really clicking at the right time. I think you said it earlier. You nailed it. I think the return of Christian Watson has completely unlocked this passing game. It's Toyota-thon Jordan Love.
That's right.
Hopefully you get a healthy Josh Jacobs. I think the offense controls the game enough that the defense can start, you know, seeing red when it comes to Caleb Williams in the pocket. And I think that's going to be the difference in this game. That being said, I get really nervous if Chicago can contain possession early and run the football. I think there's more erasers on the Packers defense than they're giving credit for right now.
Nice. And we've seen what teams have done when
for sure
they shorten the amount of possessions.
Panthers killed it.
Yeah. I mean, that time of possession was something that the Bears are going to look to emulate, I assume, to some extent with their running game and come in here with a plan that keeps the ball out of the Packers' hand. And, you know, you get to a close game in the
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fourth quarter and weird things happen. We've seen it,
for sure,
especially this season in the NFL, as you alluded to. It's been a weird one this year.
Yeah, I can't wait for it regardless. I just think having one of these, you know, late afternoon Packers Bears games, it's going to be, you know, frigid temperatures.
Yes.
Like, this is the football we dream of every year in the offseason, and I can't wait for it.
Real quick, who you got Cowboys Lions tonight?
Oh, man, it's such a tough one. I'm really excited for this game. I think the Cowboys are starting to click that defensive front.
Oh, tomorrow night. I meant tomorrow night. You know, yeah.
I don't know what day it is. You're
I
fine.
Don't either.
Kenny Clark, I'm still going to root for wherever he is. So that's a guy to keep an eye on. I loved Donovan Ezeraka coming out. I think that defensive front's starting to gel a bit. Okay. Cowboys are, I hate saying it's fun.
But, I mean, they've won three in a row.
They've been a fun team to watch.
They have been.
I'm curious to see how things go.
All right. Tyler, thank you so much for coming in, for coming on today. It was a blast having you here on the Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. We'll definitely do it again.
Of course. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You bet. That is Tyler Brook. Follow him on Twitter and all the socials at Tyler D. Brookie. It's Brook with an E at the end. When we come back, we'll continue some Packers talk. And Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, coming on at the top of the 1 o'clock hour to continue the Giannis conversation. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.